This is Sue Goodacre with Winnebagoland Genealogical Society. I'm going to give you a little bit of a background on our society and the OBIT project, as we call it, at the Oshkosh Public Library. Back in late 1999, the Winnebagoland Genealogical Society had volunteers that started going through the old Oshkosh Daily Northwestern papers, starting at 1949 and working backwards, looking for death notices, funeral notices, obituaries, any mention of someone's death. We compiled an index, which is in hard copy form at the Oshkosh Public Library and is available online through the Oshkosh Public Library website. Once we finished with the Oshkosh Daily Northwestern, volunteers moved on to indexing the Oshkosh Weekly Northwestern, other smaller papers that have been published in the area and on microfilm available at the Oshkosh Public Library.
Excuse me, I'm looking for obituaries. I was told they would be here. Can you help me?
Yes, I can. There is the index binders on the shelves here at the public library that you can use to see if there is an obituary for the person you are looking for. And you can look at the microfilm and find your obituary, make a copy, or save it to the computer or some other device.
Is there a way I can do this from home if I can't get down to the library?
Yes, you can go to the Oshkosh Public Library website. That website is http://www.oshkoshpubliclibrary.org. Once there, click on the local history, then popular resources, then Oshkosh Online Vital Records Index. You can enter the name you are looking for, click the time frame you want, have it at any time, before, between, after. There's prompts there for you to use. And what you want to research, obituaries, then click the search button. Remember, this is just an index. You would have to either come down to the library and use the microfilm or send a request to the library. Capitalization is not required. Names may be typed in either upper or lowercase. Omit punctuation marks, such as a period.
Okay, once I'm on the website and I do a search for Jane Smith, it doesn't find one. Now what?
If you're looking for a female, you might want to do a search with the last name Smith and the first name Mrs. This search will bring up all the Mrs. Smiths. Obituaries for women could be listed under the husband's name only.
That found her listed as Mrs. John Smith. It didn't find George Smith. Why?
Some obituaries use initials rather than a person's name spelled out. The obituary may be listed under G. Smith rather than George Smith. This would need to be searched using the last name Smith, and the letter G is the first name.
What if I don't know the correct spelling?
If you are uncertain of the exact spelling, type in as much of the name as you know. For example, type Dickens, D-I-C-K-E-N-S, for the last name Dickinson, S-E-N, or Dickinson, S-O-N. Results are displayed alphabetically by name, including all variations of the name you enter. If you enter Smith, you will see results displayed alphabetically as Coppersmith, Goldsmith, Hammersmith, Hoffsmith, and then Smith. This allows you to search the names and various spelling.
Why are there more than one listing for Albert T. Morgan?
There may be multiple listings for individuals because funeral and death notices have been indexed in addition to obituaries. In the 1930s to the 1950s, the first notice is usually an obituary listing the facts of the deceased's life, survivors, and funeral plans. The second is a funeral notice, often telling of who the pallbearers were, who's saying, any out-of-town relatives who attended the funeral are also sometimes listed. This practice was discontinued in the early 1960s.
At that time, a second notice is likely to be a correction or an addition to a family information. There may be also be different papers. You should always check the other papers for differences in the obituaries.
Why are there different names coming up when they aren't the surname I entered?
These names could have some connection with the surname you are looking up.
Why are some of the names highlighted?
You can click on these names for additional information, usually the name of a spouse.
So now I have found the people I'm looking for, and I'm ready to send in my request for photocopies. How much is it going to cost?
Well, due to the high demand, you should limit your request to 6 at one time and submit additional requests after you have received your prior request. The request for photocopies must be made by mail with payment enclosed. You enclose $5 for each requested obituary. That's one obituary and one funeral notice would be $10. Residents of the Winnifox Library System, which are residents of Winnebago, Fond du Lac, Green Lake, Marquette, and Washira counties in Wisconsin, receive a discounted price, which is 25 cents per microfilm copy. That's the same amount used by the people that come in and get the copies at the library, plus 50 cents postage per batch of up to 6 items, rather than the $5 per copy. You mail requests to Oshkosh Public Library, Reference Desk, Vital Records, 106 Washington Ave, Oshkosh, Wisconsin, 54901.
What if I have people that died in Neenah, Menasha, or the Winneconne and Amro areas?
For obituaries that could have appeared in the Neenah New Times, May 1919 to December 31st, 1943, the Daily News Times, January 1944 to December of 1949, or the Twin City News Record, January 1950 to May 1984, you can contact the Neenah Public Library at 920-888-6315 or www.neenahlibrary.org. Obituaries that could have appeared in the Menasha Record, 1903 to 1949, or earlier Menasha papers, contact Menasha Public Library at 920-967-5166. Extension 720, or menashapubliclibrary.org. Obituaries that appear in the Winnebago or Winneconne News during the years of 1871 to 1874, 1876 to 1879, 1909 to 1911, and 1929 to 1969, try the Winneconne Vital Records database. Little side bit here, dealing with when you're looking up obituaries, why we tell you to go and look at more than one if they're in different papers. You will see the differences that could be in the obituary. While indexing the Wisconsin Telegraph of December 9th, 1881, an obit was found stating that Mrs. Smith of Oshkosh had heard of the death of her father in Neenah at age 103. The deceased was born in Giant Rock, Canada, and served in the War of 1812. He leaves a wife, age 99, but no name was ever given for the man, a real problem for an indexer. Fortunately, the Neenah Times of December 10, 1881, did give his name as Charles Castonia. It gave his birth as July 6, 1779, at San Roche, Canada, and said he married Genevieve Picor in 1817. They lived in Neenah for 18 years with their daughter, Mrs. Brashaw, and the moral is, check more than one newspaper for the obits.
This project is brought to you by the Oshkosh Public Library